Hello and welcome to BIX is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of BIX Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the BIXography website. In the BIX is Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of BIX Beiderbecke. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of BIX's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be tunes that BIX recorded as played by other bands. So what I'm going to do then is mention a tune that is very much associated with BIX and then play two versions by two different bands, and the comparisons will be interesting. First, the tune that I want to play is My Pretty Girl, of course. That is a very important recording for the Gene Golcat Orchestra with BIX. And that tune was composed by Charles Faulkner. Charles Faulkner had a band in Atlanta, and he made a number of recordings between 1923 and 1927 in Atlanta, also in Rost's dance band discography. I see that he made a couple of recordings in Chicago in 1928 and one in New York in 1929. But basically he was an Atlanta-based musician, and he was the composer of My Pretty Girl. His band recorded the tune much earlier than Gene Golcat did. This was September 30, 1925, and the musicians in the band are A.D. Barfield on trumpet, Bob Miller on trombone, Charles Faulkner on clarinet, violin, vocal, leader, arranger, Otis Heslip and Neely Plum on alto sax, Frank Crutcher on tenor sax, Bo Norris on piano, Gwyn Hester on banjo, Chuck Jordan on brass bass, and Sandy Jordan on drums. The second version I want to play is by Fess Williams. Now this one is from February 2nd, 1927, recorded in New York. Fess Williams had a band and made a lot of recordings, mostly in New York and New Jersey, at the Camden Studios of Victor. Apparently, he modeled himself after Ted Lewis and wore a top hat and played clarinet and saxophone in a way that, according to the Red Hot Jazz site, is reminiscent of Lewis's playing. But often, more interesting and more creative. The musicians in the recording of My Pretty Girl are Fess Williams, clarinet, alto sax, vocal and director, George Temple on trumpet, Kenneth Rohn, trumpet and arranger, David Jelly James, trombone, Otto Mikkel, alto sax, Perry Smith, clarinet, tenor sax, Henry Duncan, piano, Ollie Blackwell, banjo, Clinton Walker, brass bass, Ralph Bedell on drums. And that's February 2nd, 1927. So let's listen then to the very famous tune, My Pretty Girl, first play by the composer himself and his band, Charles Faulkner, in 1925, and then by Fess Williams, 1927. Thank you.
pretty gal.
The Falkner version is very peppy, very fast, whereas the Fast Williams version is quite a bit slower. Okay, the next tune that we associate with Bix that I want to play is Changes. Bix recorded that with Paul Wideman. The two versions that I want to play are first by the California Ramblers. This is December 15, 1927, and according to Rost's dance band discography, he writes, according to the late Edgar Jackson, reviewing the following record in the Melody Maker in June 1928, the personnel is as follows: Chelsea Quilly, Bill Moore on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Bobby Davis, clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby, tenor sax, Al Duffy, violin, Lenny Hayton, piano, Tommy Fellini, banjo, Jack Hanson, brass bass, Herb Whale, drums, Ed Kirkby, Sammy Fain, Artie Dunn, vocal. There were two recordings made on that day, December 15, 1927. The first was Mine, All Mine, that's the vocal by Ed Kirkby, and then Changes with the vocal by Sammy Fain and Artie Dunn. But I don't think that assignment of musician is correct. This is December of 1927. Three of the musicians mentioned there, Chelsea Quilly, Bill Moore, and Adrian Rollini, were in England with Fred Elizalde at the time, so that doesn't sound right. Anyway, the second recording of Changes that I want to play is by University Six. It is a California Ramblers group, somewhat smaller, and the name University Six was used for acoustic recordings on the Harmony, Diva, and Velvet Tone. Now, Changes by the University Six was recorded on November 30, 1927. Now, composition of the band, according to Rost jazz discography, is Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Frank Ferretti trombone, Pete Pumiglio, Carl Harold Marcus on clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby tenor sax, Spencer Clark bass sax, Jack Rossin piano, Tommy Fellini banjo, Herb Whale drums, Arthur Fields on vocal. Then in the next entry, he replaces Clark by Hank Stern on brass bass, November 30, 1927. But again, Chelsea Quilly cannot be the trumpet player there, because this is now November 1927, and Chelsea Quilly with Bobby Davis and Adrian Rollini had left New York after the New Yorkers band had folded in September 1927. So I don't think it's Chelsea Quilly. I'm not quite sure who that could be. Probably Frank Cush. Anyway, so here are two recordings of Changes, the tune that we associate with Bix and Paul Wideman, but now played in 1927, first by the California Ramblers and then by the University Six.
Beautiful, beautiful changes. Thank you.
realize those beautiful changes in
different keys.
Beautiful changes and
harmonies.
He starts in C,
then changes to D.
He's fooling around,
all steady old key.
All steady old key. What's that? Hear that minor strain? That's it, there it falls again. There's so many babies that
he can squeeze,
and he's always changing those keys.
That last recording was on Harmony, and although it was in 1927 when it was recorded, this was an acoustic recording. I love the sound of acoustic recordings. The next tune that I want to play is That's My Weakness Now. That is a recording that Bix made with Paul Whiteman, and the two versions that I want to play are first by Abe Lyman's California Orchestra. This is June 17, 1928. I don't have a good discography for this. Only Fred Ferguson on trumpet. I think you can hear him in a solo after the vocal. The vocal is a vocal trio, and again, these are unidentified singers. The next version that I want to play of That's My Weakness Now is by Harry Reaser Jazz Pilots, and this is from June 13, 1928. Again, I don't have a good discography for this, but I know the vocal is by Tom Sachs and Von der Leith, and they do a little bit of going back and forth, like in a way, like in the Paul Whiteman recording. So let's listen then to That's My Weakness Now. First Abe Lyman, then Harry Reaser, 1928. Thank you.
I never cared for eyes of blue.
But I've got eyes of blue,
and that's my weakness now.
And I've got curly hair.
Well, I never cared for curly hair.
But I've got curly hair,
and that's my weakness now.
Oh, my, oh, how me. I would be good.
You should be good.
But gee, you know I like to da-da-da-da.
Well, I never like to da-da-da-da.
But I like to da-da-da-da.
And that's my weakness now.
I love that tune. It's really one of my favorite Bix recordings with Paul Whiteman. Okay, now I'm going to turn to another classic Bix tune. Again, this one with Gene Golcat's orchestra. This is Clementine. And the first version that I want to play is that by the Gufus Five. The Gufus Five was a band within the band, the bigger band being the California Ramblers. And I guess the name Gufus comes from the fact that Adrian Rollini played the Gufus. This is then Clementine, August 10, 1927. Chelsea Quilly on trumpet, Al Filburn on trombone, Bobby Davis on clarinet, alto sax, Sam Ruby on tenor sax, Adrian Rollini on bass sax, Jack Rossin on piano, Tommy Fellini on banjo, and Herb Vail on drums. The second version will be by the original Indiana Five, and this was recorded on September 28, 1927. We have Tom Morton on drums, and he's the director, Tony Tor-Thomas on trumpet, Pete Pellizzi on trombone, Nick Vitallo clarinet alto sax, and another alto sax and tenor sax is added. Harry Ford on piano, Tony Colucci on banjo, and Ross makes the stipulation on some sessions only. I don't remember if there is a banjo here. Anyway, so here is Clementine from New Orleans, originally, I won't say originally, but prominently recorded by Bix with Gene Golcat, but here are the versions by the Gufus Five first and the original Indiana Five next. This is 1927. Thank you.
comes Miss Clementine, that baby from New Orleans. She's only 17, but what a queen, oh my. She has two flashing eyes, they surely can hypnotize. And when she rolls them, pal, just kiss your gal goodbye. And oh, 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 when she starts dancing, she plays a mean castanet you won't forget, I mean. She kissed a boy named James, his rubber collar burst into flames. That gal called Clementine from New Orleans.
Those were terrific versions, weren't they? Okay, now I'm going to turn to another tune that Bix recorded with Paul Whiteman, famous one because there are three takes, and Bix plays three different solos in the three takes. This is the first version that I want to play from Monday on is by Red McKenzie and his Music Box. Obviously, Red McKenzie must have liked this tune because he recorded it first on June 21st, 1927 with his Music Box and again in 1934 with the Spirits of Rhythm. But the version we want to play is that from May 28, 1928. And we have Joe Minuti on violin, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Eddie Condon on banjo. Second version I want to play is by Jimmy Joy's Orchestra. This is from March 19, 1928. Jimmy Maloney, and Joy was his stage name. Jimmy Maloney, clarinet, alto sax, director, Frank Waterhouse, Ross Majestic on trumpet, Jack Brown on trombone. There is an unknown clarinet alto sax, and then there is also on clarinet alto sax Gilbert O'Shaughnessy, Norman Smith on clarinet tenor sax, Terry Shen piano, Earl Hatch second piano and the piano accordion, Clyde Austin on banjo guitar, Pepe Maples on brass bass, and Dick Hamill on drums. There is a vocal here, and it is by Orville Andrews. So let's listen then to, from Monday on, first Red McKenzie, then Jimmy Joy, 1928.
My cares are over. From Monday on, I'll be in clover. We pick on Monday because it's wash day, and we're gonna wash all our blues away from here. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Now don't you tell me nothing different. I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love, honor, and obey, cause I'll be happy from Monday on.
Don't on Monday because it's wash day, and we'll wash our blues away. From Monday on, the skies will look bright. Don't tell me different, I know I'm right. I'm gonna start shouting, hey, hey, when she says love on her and no make her, I'll be happy from Monday on.
It's kind of interesting to hear these versions of tunes that one is so familiar with from Bix's recording, but played in a very different way. I think it's a very useful thing to do anyway. And okay, now I'll play a very famous tune, one of the two that are always mentioned in connection with Bix's solo. This is I'm Coming Virginia. Bix recorded with Frank Tombauer and his orchestra, and I have two versions that I want to play. First, Julien Buveau. This is July 28, 1927. I do not have the names of the musicians, only the composition of the band. It consists of two trumpets, trombone, clarinet alto sax, clarinet tenor sax, maybe two violins, piano, banjo, brass, bass. The vocal is by Frank Silvano. I will follow that with a version by Fletcher Henderson from May 11, 1927. On the same day, they recorded White Man's Stomp. Now, this was a few years before Fletcher Henderson recorded a bunch of big tunes arranged by Bill Challis. This is 1927, and it's an arrangement by Don Redman, I believe. We have Fletcher Henderson directing, Russell Smith, Joe Smith, and Tommy Ladnier on trumpet, Jimmy Harrison, Benny Morton on trombone, Buster Bailey, clarinet, alto sax, Don Redman, clarinet, alto sax arranger, Coleman Hawkins, clarinet, tenor sax, Charlie Dixon, banjo, June Cole, brass, bass. Kaiser Marshall drums. Now these are 12 musicians. It's exactly the same composition of as the Gene Goldcat band without Joe Venuti and Eddie Lang, whenever those were added. Now Rust tells us that in I'm Coming Virginia there is a vocal by Don Redman. I don't think so. I think he means arrangement by Don Redman. Anyway, so here is the famous tune I'm Coming Virginia, famous because of Bix's solo in it. But now these are the versions by Jules Hermuveau first, Fletcher Henderson next, 1927. Thank you.
tried to forget you and found I was wrong. Meet your bright southern moon once more at noon, dear old Mammy Toon, and if I can win ya, I'll never more roam. I'm coming, Virginia, my Dixieland home.
Well, I hope you have enjoyed this program of mixed tunes played by different bands. I think that the comparison is quite interesting. Well, let's get back to Bix now. have come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 4 weeks over WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for a new edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.